Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about some drug-resistant superbugs that have been found in three separate states. This sounds like right out of a sci-fi movie.
A good one or a bad one?
Probably both, but unfortunately that this one is real. And it looks like there's a new gene strain from an antibiotic that this has people been sick in three states, and not only in the United States, but all over the world. And here's the deal. This gene is very adaptable. It latches itself onto a common germ, and it creates one of these dangerous superbugs. The problem with it is that they've thrown all the big guns at this thing in terms of
the antibiotics
to kill this thing, and it has not responded very favorably. Or I should say the superbug has responded favorably to it, that it hasn't been killed, but we still have a big problem. Now, here's the issue, Lee. What we found is this seems to have started in India, because all three cases in the United States have in some way been linked to travels to India. And,
have they tried curry?
I don't know. But because of the airplane, it's a matter of time before this thing gets, global very quickly. And but again, all three people have been linked to travels to India. The germs that we're talking about were not killed by types of drugs that are normally used in drug-resistant infections. And, even the last resort antibiotics were still...
So the people died?
These people specifically haven't died yet. It's still early in the game to figure out what it is. Now, there's a couple of things. Apparently, what I understand in India is that there's widespread use of antibiotics, even in cases where people may not have the need for them. Sanitation is an issue there in certain parts of India. But in our country, here's the deal, what you want to do. Now, we don't want to add to this problem, so don't pressure your doctor for antibiotics that that are not necessarily needed. If it's a virus, obviously antibiotics not going to help. And the best defense between all this stuff right now, since this is a hand-to-mouth situation, good hygiene is very important, and also washing your hands. It sounds very simple. We can go back to some of our other past Dr. Fitness and Fat Guy tips, but I have one that we talk specifically about how to wash your hands and make sure you wash your hands effectively. Simple advice to defend against this big problem. The problem also is in the pipeline. We don't have many strong antibiotic drugs that are coming out yet as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.